all negativity arises out of being identified that we are a self and not an as of self. So we forget the idea that we are an as of self and make ourselves something substantial, and then that gives us a whole lot of self-righteousness and justification. That's where it all flows from. So one of the ways of thinking about the concept of self-examination, absolutely necessary to observe and to get a sense of the quality of what's arising so far as our thoughts and feelings are concerned, to identify where they are from. The thing with that, though, is that there is still a sense of ourselves at the center of that operation, of doing that. We see ourselves as a self doing that. So it becomes a bit cyclic in its operation. The thing that is interesting, if we think about the term self-examination, we can take that a step further and look at it in terms of examining the nature of ourself. That is a different thing, and it's really examining our belief around, or the beliefs that sit around, our sense of self. And do they align with what the word teaches concerning the self? So all evil and falsity arise out of the belief that I am a self, an autonomous, independent being. That's the root of it all. Because what that says is that I am God. I am a God. And it severs the connection, at least from the realm of appearances, from the Lord. From the whole idea, you know, like the Exodus story, the whole Moses coming to Egypt thing is initiated with the revelation of the Lord's name, Jehovah, or I am that I am. And that's an interesting starting point, because it says that the Lord alone is self, and that everyone else has the appearance of being a self, but we should not mistake that appearance for something substantial, because if we do, we open the door for the hells, essentially, and every form of negativity you can think of, because when we're in that state, everything that the human mind orientates itself to is to affirm that that falsity is a truth. And that just leads to a lot of trouble. So it's the root of our sense of disconnection from the Lord, from one another, from our actual beingness, ourself, because it's all based on a false idea. And that's what eating from the tree of the knowledge of good and evil is. To eat from the tree of the knowledge of good and evil is to nourish the idea that I am a self. So when the sons of Israel were entering the land, there's the idea of things have to happen incrementally, like you have to conquer each tribe and rid the land of what they represent, which is evil and falsity. So the reason for the incremental nature of things is because of our investment in our current understanding of things as to our sense of self. So every step has to be as if it is us making the step. That's what builds a new will or new affections for the word. So this is the idea of rationality and freedom. It can only be incremental. If our sense of self was wiped out in a moment, there's just nothing to build on. We're gone. So there has to be a willing engagement as of self, acknowledging that the only power to do is from the Lord. And we can understand that when we see that when we come into contact with a truth, at that point, we're given a choice. The truth embodies the choice because there is an alternative. But that truth is the Lord. It's not us. It's not something we have dreamed up. If it's a genuine truth, it is the Lord. But the Lord gives it to us in a way whereby it appears to be our own, or something that we have come up with or discovered. But in actual fact, the whole thing is the Lord. So the motivation to do anything is through influx from the Lord. It's not us, but it's given to us as if we are doing it. So the thing is that when you pare it down, what is real is the feeling that we have a self. That is real. It's a leap to say that that is evidence that we are a self. So the feeling that we have a self is how love is fulfilled. So that has to be what is provided for a finite being, because to be finite means to be a receiver of life. And so how does the Lord create what is other than himself in order to bestow what he is on another? Because that's what love demands, right? In order to create that which is other than himself, it has to be something that has a sense of agency, but it can't have agency in itself because that would make it divine. And you can't have two divines because that would be an infinite and eternal being. And you can't, by definition, create an infinite and eternal being. It's a created being. The very fact it's been created means it has a start point. So what happens is that if we make the leap and believe that we are a self, then what we're effectively doing is we are saying we are God, because the Lord alone has self. And everything built up from that belief is false. It has to be false. So evil is the result. And so it is nothing but evil and falsity. So what's needed is divine revelation, which can instruct us as to the nature of the situation, the nature of the self. So it was mentioned about, you know, what is love of the world? Well, love of self is a love of dominion, of being in the primary place above all else. Love of the world is accumulating the possessions of another in order to shore that belief up. So if I can possess something, it means that there is an I that can possess something. So it reinforces the idea of self. And of course, what we look to possess is really what belongs to the Lord, who alone is the self. And so there is a direct teaching which says the Lord alone has proprium. And there's a definition given of divinity, which is to live from oneself. And the definition of being finite is to live from another. So while the self is still active, in the sense that while we still believe in ourself as something substantial, there's work to be done. You know, it's using all its powers to affirm that it is a self. And so when you're confronted with thinking about what's life like if that's no longer there, well, life goes on because the feeling of self remains, but the belief that it is actually a self does not. And that's the liberation that's being talked about here. So everything has to be done in increments, in accordance with what we are capable of receiving and acting on. And that builds over time through states of development.